This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Thursday, the big UN summit on climate change kicks off. COP28 is happening in Dubai, part of the United Arab Emirates. There's confirmation that President Biden will not attend, but the U.S. is sending a senior delegation. For a set of ways to judge progress, if any, at the summit, we turn to Vijay Vaitheswaran, Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine, who will be in Dubai. Vijay, thanks so much for joining us here.
I have one word for you, methane.
Another gas, but it's not carbon dioxide that gets so much attention.
It has an inferior public relations man, but in fact, methane is the most potent gas we can act on that creates warming in the short term. It's probably the quickest win to try to tackle emissions of methane from the fossil fuel industry in particular.
I mean, it's not trivial, but it's a lower hanging fruit. If you could capture the methane before it goes out in the atmosphere, you might have positive effects quicker.
That's exactly right. Carbon dioxide stays up in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. It's much more long-lived. It's the principal problem. But methane, which has been largely overlooked, is the second biggest cause, and it acts much more quickly. It also means that we can reduce its effects quickly. So it could buy us a crucial decade or more during which we can scale up alternatives like clean energy innovation.
All right. So as COP28 goes on, you'll be watching what they say and do about methane. But number two has to do with the money to deal with the whole kit and caboodle.
It's always about the money, and rightly so. The usual sort of headbanging that goes on is developing countries complain about the injustice of it all because rich countries, let's admit it, we created the problem. Most of the pollution that's in the air comes from industrialization, and rich countries haven't coughed up the amount of money that has been promised in the past, let alone funding new things like a loss and damage fund that was agreed at the last COP in Egypt a year ago. We're talking about millions, up to $100 billion kind of funding that's been a source of great political debate. In fact, it's a bit of a sideshow because the amount of money that we're going to need to deal with the climate challenge is in the trillions of dollars.
And the last point here, how fast to cut down fossil fuels that produce carbon, or put another way, how fast to cut out fossil fuels, reduce the stuff or end it?
Well, you put your finger right on the hot button issue. Is it going to be a phase down or a phase out of fossil fuels? Again, a lot of blood will be spilt in the hallways in Dubai at the convention center when negotiators, 198 countries, have to agree this. In reality, the world gets about 80% of its energy today from fossil fuels. So the idea of getting rid of them tomorrow is really just a political point. The reality is we need to invest mostly from the private sector in those clean energy technologies and energy efficiency and technologies for removing emissions, like negative emissions. That's how we're going to transform the energy system.
There has to be some irony that such a big producer of fossil fuel, the UAE, is hosting this particular conference.
It's a subject of great either laughter or terrifying nightmares, depending on your ideological point of view. And if it takes a Nixon goes to China moment, that is an unexpected political character to bring an unusual coalition together. And it might be the United Arab Emirates being a big oil producer that gets national oil companies to agree to, you know, phase down their methane emissions. That might be the moment that we're looking for.
Vijay Vaitheswaran is Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Thank you for the help on this.
It's been my pleasure.